$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is one of our mini episodes. I'm your host, Mark Dittleman, and with me are my co-hosts, Rick Maxian.
Good day.
Guten Tag, Richard, and Brian Higgins.
Welcome.
Hola. Welcome. You're welcoming me to the...
We are on location.
On location to the satellite movie cave.
Yeah. I am welcoming you to your house.
So, exactly. You're welcoming me to my own house. So, well, thank you. It's good to be here. Try the veal.
Do you really have veal?
No, that'd be great. We actually have brownies cooking on the... They're cooling. Oh. That'd be funny if brownies were just cooking. And I was not paying attention to the stove whatsoever.
No.
I was just letting them cook and let it up to the cats to check on it on occasion.
I think it's brilliant.
I think it's great. You know, they
that
have
could be a new thing on Food Network.
Cooking with cats. Annoying, like they're helping. Everywhere.
Yeah, like they're helping. They don't help at anything.
I'm going to get some milk and some eggs and a big stick of butter.
Delicious butter.
Here comes a bad transition.
Note, thanks, Cinemaniacs. Yeah.
Butter makes you large when you eat a lot of it.
It's not bad.
And that reminds me of the movie we just did a reviews it of this past week, a full reviews it of Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, which featured a large baby.
And it was quite the large episode as well.
It was a large episode.
Very long.
Brian got very sleepy at the end.
Yes.
And we lullabied you.
I didn't
sleep.
I was ready to go.
You were ready to go.
I could have recorded another episode.
We should have. Probably should
have. It was like 12:30 and I'm like, yeah, let's keep going, guys.
We were a little loopy though, I must admit.
I haven't heard it yet.
Gentlemen, having thought about this movie a little bit more this past week, did you have any kind of follow-up thoughts or opinions?
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I thought about it at
all. No, you didn't think about it at all?
No.
Yeah. I did because I'm the one who edited the episode.
I was just gonna say, so what did you think?
I mean, it was the same opinion. Like, the effects, I mean, if we broke it up as to did it hold up, the effects did not. But
I don't think the effects held up when it came out either.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, I think the effects were terrible.
But the fun, and like I said, it was a fun movie. I thought it held up as a decent sequel, because a lot of the times, especially in the 80s and the early 90s, the sequel was always horrible, and they're just literally step-by-step, plan by plan, trying to copy.
Not Terminator 2.
Not Terminator 2. That's an exception. But a lot of the times they're just kind of trying to mimic the original formula.
There.
And I feel like they did try to take a step in a different direction. They actually took an opposite step, a giant baby step.
Why did you lower your voice?
For mankind.
A giant baby step.
Because I'm talking like the mother when she got enlarged. Back off.
She does not sound like that.
In my mind, she does. Because I've been thinking about this a lot this past week.
A giant Marcia Strassman has haunted his dreams.
It's true, yeah. I wake up and I go, Wayne! So, Brian, did you think about this movie? I know you were the one out of the three of us that has watched this one a little bit more frequently.
Yeah.
So did this watching give any particular insight than you had ever had before, or...?
Not really. Most of the stuff we picked up on, like I had picked up on previous viewings. Like I think I've had my revisiting, like the crates in the warehouse. Like I noticed that probably a few times ago, so it wasn't the big revelation for me this time. It's a fun movie. It's not visually what it wants
appealing.
To be, but you know, it's still fun.
One of the things I was going to mention, which I forgot to, because we briefly touched upon the direct-to-home video sequel, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yes.
And then also you had brought up the Epcot attraction,
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Yes.
I keep messing up those pronouns. But I forgot to actually mention that there was a time for at least, I want to say 2 to 3 seasons, they had Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.
Yes.
With Peter Scolari, the other guy from Bosom Buddies, playing Wayne Szalinski.
And I've always felt like he was a perfectly good substitution for Rick Moranis.
Yeah, because, I mean,
for a
got
TV
the
show.
Same
you know,
look, yeah.
You know you've got a TV show, and you know that TV show is going to be lower budget, blah, 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 you know. So I felt like he was pretty good. Geeky,
I did catch some of the episodes
type.
Of the show, even at the time, I loved Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the movie, but even, like, I forgot, I was younger when it came out, the show, but I was like, is there a need? Or is the people, like, asking for this show? I didn't feel like there was as much as the audience. That,
you thought they were just exploiting it?
Yeah, I knew they were just exploiting because I was like, do people really want a TV show based upon this?
You know? Brian, did you?
I always want TV shows based on existing properties. I think that that is an enjoyable thing.
Weird little connection, though. I had looked up the cast in the show. The actor that played Nick Zielinski was the actor Thomas Dekker, who actually also played John Connor in the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the Terminator TV show.
Oh.
You just brought up Terminator 2 a couple of minutes ago, so that was
weird.
That was kind of a weird connection there.
Yeah, now, how well do you guys remember that TV show?
I only caught a couple episodes.
I don't even know.
I seem to recall the daughter was from that movie, Camp Nowhere.
Oh.
I don't remember that either.
And I think I probably could tell you the plot of one episode.
Camp Nowhere, also a movie that spawned a few different cults.
You're talking about the recent news there, Brian.
Both the Allison Mack news as well as Andrew Keegan.
Oh, you're right.
He started a cult too.
Yeah.
Neither one of you really has a strong recollection of the TV show.
Yeah, yes. Just the one episode.
I think that gives us a great intro into the next section of the podcast,
which is
a game.
Oh,
we haven't. It's been a long time since we played a game.
Yes.
So I went through the titles of the episodes.
Yeah.
And I came up with a game where I'm going to be telling you some real titles and some fake titles.
Ooh.
And with each round, you're going to have to identify the one that's either real.
Can you tell me the
or
episode
fake
number too? Because that helps me.
And these are episodes of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.
I didn't catch that. I thought you were just going to give us random TV shows.
Yes.
Just
like when we did, 101 Dalmatians.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So we have another one.
Okay.
We'll
call this one
another
the
one.
Other one game.
The other one.
This is called Honey, I Quizzed the Hosts.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll start the game at the sound of Adam getting an ice cream.
Oh. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right. So Brian. Our first one, you need to identify the fake title.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we have Honey, We've Been Swallowed by Grandpa.
Oh.
Honey, I Drank the Kids. And Honey, They're After Me Lucky Charms.
Interesting.
Well, I'm going to say They're After Me Lucky Charms is fake because...
I like that. I do like that title.
I do like the title, but I think...
You don't think they can get the product?
Yeah, I don't think they can get that.
See, here's the one. Honey, I Drank the Kids seems like they almost ate the kids already, so...
That seems
maybe there's an episode where they actually, they're inside the human body. Okay, maybe I could see that one.
Yeah. They're rehashing.
Either they ingested the kid or Grandpa ingested the kid. So I like
what
the
do you
Lucky
think?
Charms.
You think Lucky Charms is good and you don't think Grandpa exists?
No, I feel like Grandpa might have mistakenly ate or drank the kids. So I'm going with Honey, I Drank the Kids.
That's your fake one?
That's your fake one?
That's my fake one.
But you have a convincing argument, but I'm going to go with Lucky Charms. I'm going to go with Lucky Charms because I don't know if they would be able to get
the licensing
for that.
And the fake episode is Honey, I Drank the Kids.
Yay!
Oh.
That's 1 point for Mark.
Yes.
Keep track of your points. There might be a prize.
A Quirk Dog Biscuits.
Oh, that is a good transition. Because our next one, you're going to identify the real episode.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the real one.
We have Honey, It's Quarkzilla.
Oh, so that one they would have made Quark giant
bigger
instead of Adam.
Okay.
Honey, It's King Quark.
The similar concept.
Okay.
King Quark or Quarkzilla. So which pun
and
is better?
The third one, Honey, It's Count Quarkula.
Oh. So one where they made a dog the vampire, and two
Halloween
where they made
episodes.
The dog the big.
They made the dog the big.
They made the dog the big. So if there's two that are similar, it's got to be one of them. Because they're not going to do like two episodes where the dog's huge. They're going to do one where he's a vampire, one where he's huge. So it's between Quarkzilla and King Quark. So
I'm going to say King Quark. Wait. Are you saying
the
one
real
of those
one?
Real.
I'm going to say Quarkzilla.
Oh. So there's only one real one.
One real one.
No.
I think Count Quarkula.
Oh, yeah. I think that
because
one's the real one.
Because they've already did the enlarged thing.
Yeah, I think Count Quarkula is the real one.
So now they made him a vampire.
So final answers? You're both going Count Quarkula?
Count Quarkula.
The correct answer is, Honey, It's Quarkzilla.
No! They just copied the idea.
So Mark still has one. Rick is at zero.
They just copied the idea of this movie we just watched.
All right. So for this one, you're identifying a fake title again. Honey, I let the cat out of the bag.
Okay, that's possible.
Honey, you've got 9 lives.
Oh, similar.
No, that's not bad.
Honey, she's like a fish out of water.
Okay, so again, so now picking the fake, my reasoning works before. So
yeah.
The third one was different. So I feel like, oh, that one's real. And then we have 2 cat ones. So there's got to be a fake one out of the cat ones.
Okay.
So one was let the cat out of the bag.
And the other one was?
You've got 9 lives.
See, I feel like that's a plausible concept where somehow one of Wayne's inventions, not necessarily related to cats, he just gives someone 9 lives somehow. Like they have a multiple amount of lives. So I'm going with let the cat out of the bag.
Again, you're very convincing.
I'm good with my reasoning.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in debate club. We didn't have a debate club.
No. Oh, I have to go a little bit different. I'm going to say cat out of the bag.
All right.
All right.
Well, because
that's
go
what
for...
I said.
No, you didn't. Yeah. I said 9 lives.
No, I said that's, I agree with the 9 lives because I feel like it's a concept. So I said cat out of the bag.
Oh.
So you want to change your answer?
Yeah, sure.
Which one? 9 lives?
Yeah, we'll go with 9 lives.
Mark gets the point. Yeah. Honey, I let the cat out of the bag. So Mark is at 2.
Spot on.
I know, and I even agreed with you. Even saying I needed
to. And then you just wanted to take the different turn.
Yeah. Well, I needed to catch up.
Our next one, you're spotting the real episode.
The real. Okay.
Honey, I'm not up to par.
Oh, a golfing episode.
Oh.
Honey, I struck out.
A baseball episode.
Honey, I tackled the neighbor.
Oh.
One of them is real.
It depends on where they were living. Is it the original one where they had Matt Frewer as the neighbor, or is it the new neighbors with Julia Sweeney?
I cannot say.
Because
although actually
the football would make sense.
The show does take place between the two series.
Oh, so well,
or between the 2 movies.
Could be either then.
Yeah.
Let's break it down here.
Football makes sense because they had the football, but then you said struck out, so he shrunk a baseball.
Well, that's true. They already used the baseball.
Yeah.
Would it be tacky to use the baseball again? Where I'm thinking the I'm not up to par could also mean like someone could be sick.
By
not
the way, if you're talking about things that are tacky, this is a series that had a recurring alien character.
That's true. You're right.
Did it really? I don't remember that at all.
They went off the rails for the TV show.
I don't remember that at all.
Honey, I tackled the neighbor. This is really loose logic I'm going with.
I'm
going
to go with, I think not up to par is probably, this is real?
Real
this
one.
This is real.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not up to par.
That's the one I was thinking as well.
Yeah.
Sticking with it?
Yep, sticking with it.
That is correct.
Yeah! See, here's my logic. I said they already did a movie with the neighbors, and then they already used the baseball for the Ray.
Yeah.
Like, are they just going to rehash the similar concepts? But I don't know. They made Quark giant, so maybe they do.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, we're finding the fake titles.
The fake
so
one.
We have, Honey, I'm Spooked.
Okay.
Oh.
Honey, I'm Cursed.
Oh, okay. Similar.
And Honey, I'm Haunted.
So these are fake ones.
One of them is fake.
Oh, one of the Honey, I'm Cursed.
2 of those are real.
Oh, wow.
Spooked, Haunted, and Cursed.
Cursed is definitely one. I could see that episode where Wayne or Nick gets cursed or something somehow, and he gets bad luck.
Spooked or Haunted?
So I'd say between Spooked and Haunted.
I don't know. I kind of want to say Cursed.
You go with Cursed. You do you.
I know.
I feel like I'm leaning more towards, I think there's more possibilities with Honey, I'm Spooked, because you could be scared by a variety of things. So I'm going to say the fake one is Honey, I'm Haunted.
All right. Rick, you're going Cursed. Mark, you're going Haunted. The correct answer is Honey, I'm Cursed.
Oh, yeah. There
Rick
you go,
makes
Rick.
Up a point. 3-2. So our next one, you are finding a real title once again.
Oh, real.
We have For Honey's Eyes Only.
Ooh, a spy one.
The Honey Who Loved Me.
Hold on.
These are all like James Bond titles. Real one?
One of them is real.
Okay.
And the third one is From Honey with Love.
So these are just James Bond knockoff titles.
Yes.
I'm going to say the real one is From Honey with Love.
That's what I was thinking, too. For honeys, which made it kind of possessive, and I don't like that. I don't like that they did that. And then
but honey could be a person.
And then the second,
so
yeah, but they
honey,
made it possessive.
Apostrophe S.
I feel like the title scheme keeps the just
yeah,
honey,
I didn't like that one, and I think Brian changed a word in the second
what
one.
What was the second one?
For honey's eyes only, the honey who loved me, and from honey with love.
Could be the second one. I feel like it's the third one. From honey with love.
That is correct.
Yay!
All right, now you're going to find the fake one.
Okay.
Okay, fake.
Honey, I'm kung fu fighting.
Honey, I'm kung fu fighting.
Honey, I'm robot fighting.
Oh,
okay. Wasn't there a show like about robot fighters right around the same time?
You mean like Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Well, no.
BattleBots?
Yeah, BattleBots. That was it.
Or, honey, I'm wrestling with a problem and the chief.
What? That's such a ridiculous one. It's got to be real.
That is so crazy. Wait.
That's why it's got to be real.
Let's go through this again. This is real.
Honey,
now.
I'm kung fu fighting.
One of them is fake. Two of them are real.
Okay.
Honey, I'm robot fighting.
Honey, I'm robot fighting. Or honey, I'm wrestling with a problem and the chief.
See, that one's so weird. It's got to
so
be real.
Messed up. Yeah.
It's got to be real. So is it the fighting robots or is the kung fu fighting?
I feel like kung fu fighting would be okay because
yeah, me too.
I feel like the kid is probably taking karate with lessons.
Or he gets zapped and he all of a sudden has martial arts powers.
My
like
God,
Neo.
That's crazy.
I know kung fu.
Yes.
Fighting robots. That's my pick.
Yeah, robots.
You're both correct.
Yeah.
So
woo! Mark still has a 1-point advantage.
Good. Oh, right. That's right.
Now you're spotting the real one. So two are fake, one is real. Honey, it's one small step for mankind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Honey, the eagle has landed.
Oh.
I like that.
Honey, we have a problem.
Oh.
All right. I think it's
I was
so going
to say,
true,
did
though.
You want me to pick so you can pick a different one?
No, it's all right.
I'm going with honey, we have a problem.
That's what I would go with.
You're both going with honey, we have a problem?
Yep.
Yeah.
The real one is honey, it's one small step for mankind.
I even said that first.
You
like,
did.
Let's go with mankind.
Honey, we have a problem. It just sounds good. It's good.
It does sound good.
That's like a good title.
Good job, Brian.
Thank you. Now we have...
He's much wittier than the writer.
Yes. Spot the fake one.
Okay.
Honey, I'll be right with you.
Ooh.
Oh, another Halloween one.
Honey, I'll be bat.
I'll be bat?
Yes, but I gave it a little Schwarzenegger.
I'll be bat.
I'll be bat.
That's not how it lists on the TV guide.
And honey, it's the ghostest with the mostest.
And we're going fake?
One of them is fake.
I'll be bat. What was the first one?
I'll be right with you.
That's two that they're leaving the room.
Yeah.
And the ghostest with the mostest. I'm going with I'll be bat.
That was my initial one, but I'm going to have to go with the...
Well, you don't have to.
Well, it's true.
He's trying to catch up.
How many more questions do I have?
There's one more after this, so you could tie.
So that could be the tiebreaker if you tie me now.
Oh, but see, I really want to say, I think it is I'll be bat.
Okay.
It is I'll be bat.
It's I'll be bat.
So Mark still has a 1-point advantage.
We're doing good at
leading into the final question.
We're like,
I've read 9.
Yeah, but the only
reason
why.
7 for 9 of right answers.
And here's the thing. The only reason why I'm one down is because of the one where I was like, I agree with what you said, but I'm going to go with something separate.
Yep.
That's on you, buddy.
And then I caught up on another one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right. So for our final one, this one's real.
Okay.
So there's two fake, one real. You're finding the real one.
Okay. Yep.
Honey, let's make a deal.
Oh,
Wayne Brady.
Carly.
Honey, press your luck.
Oh, these are all game
shows.
Oh, okay.
Topical.
And honey... Name that tune.
Oh, okay. And we're picking one reel.
One reel.
Oh, man.
Man. I feel like...
Name that tune
I'm going to rule out Press Your Luck.
Yeah, I think
I feel like
I
that
agree.
Was a little past date at this point.
I agree. I think Name That Tune...
Name That Tune sounds very...
It could be.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Let's make a deal.
Doesn't it seem like it was gone by then?
Yeah, but it was pretty iconic.
The references
though.
So far have not been overly timely.
That's true. That's true.
Rick, I'm going to give you a fighting chance. You pick, and I'm going to go with the opposite.
How about you pick, and I go with the opposite?
Okay, I'm going to go with, honey, let's make a deal.
And I'll go with, honey, name that tune.
The correct answer is, honey, name that tune.
There you go. I was thinking that, but, you know.
I switched it up. I was you thinking, did. You and switched I it said, up. You know what, I'm going to go with that.
So we have a tie.
We have a tie.
Which means you guys get to share today's prize.
Oh,
we get a prize today.
Oh, yeah, there's a prize today.
Are you going to
which is
buried deep in
draft brain. Beer Jelly Bellies,
hey!
Made by the finest scientists this side
awesome.
Of Wayne Szalinski.
Why is it warm?
It's been in my pocket. And then I also have that I want some of Krispy Kreme Jelly Bellies.
Oh man,
nice.
Are we gonna break these open?
I guess so.
You work on that. All right. Thank you, Brian. That was a fun game. Well, gentlemen, usually what we do on the podcast is connect the last movie we did our reviews of to the current one.
Marsha Strassman.
Well, here's the tricky part here. The last movie we technically did, was a movie we made up called Space Force. So, Rick, I believe you could easily connect that one. You had a connection, right?
Yeah. Marsha Strassman.
Marsha Strassman, who played Diane Szalinski, we made as the vice president's wife. So I made one connection to the movie that we did as the previous movie that was an actual movie, which was Lethal Weapon. And here's the connection I made. So Lethal Weapons, of course, starred Mel Gibson. Everyone's
never heard of him.
And he was in a movie called The Year of Living Dangerously with Sigourney Weaver.
That year was 1991.
And then Sigourney Weaver is obviously...
Was an alien.
No. Well, she was obviously in Ghostbusters 1 and 2 with Rick Moranis. So, boom! There you go. That's the one and only connection I came up with. If there's a direct connection, I could not think of it. I really wanted to find one with Ron Canada, but my brain was not working that great lately, so...
Ron
too
Canada
many.
Is pretty awesome.
He's pretty great, yeah. All right, yeah. Moving on. As I drink some more... I was going to say, drink some more draft... See, I'm confused about the beer jelly beans. Am I drinking them? I think I'm eating them.
It's just like something Wayne Szalinski would have invented.
That's true. That's true. Speaking of things, does that...
Speaking of things...
Does that tie us to the next thing we're going to do, a King of the Thing, Brian?
It does, because Wayne Szalinski is one hell of an inventor.
He is.
So I thought it would be fun to take a look at some of the famous scientists and inventors throughout pop culture.
Oh, pop culture.
Oh, okay.
So not, we have not some... real ones.
Not real ones. We have some movies, some TV, and we're gonna figure out who's the king of the science guys.
King of the Thing. The science thing.
Science edition.
Apologies Meteors. To Bill Nye. You are not in the running for yes. this one. So, of course, our number one seed. Who else could it be? Doc Brown.
Oh, Doc just... Brown. Yes, of course.
Great Scott, Marty!
That's a great Christopher Lloyd impression.
Is,
you should
wow.
go on America's Got Talent
Thank
with
you.
That.
Thank you.
So we have Doc Brown.
I love worst. Soda, by the way.
That would be the worst show. What do you do? I do one impression.
Great Scott, Marty!
Great Scott,
have some
Marty.
Cherry black soda. You've ever had Doc Brown? It's good.
Yes. So Doc Brown is up against the 16th seed from The Simpsons, Professor Frink.
Oh, my God. This what? This is the first matchup?
Yes.
This is tough.
No, it's not. Doc Brown.
But I love Professor Frink.
Yeah, but so what?
He makes you laugh. He makes you think.
Still going
yeah,
with Doc Brown.
Yeah, in the end, it's got to be Doc Brown. But I understand.
I understand.
That he needs to try. It's such an early round. Because I would have given
but
him
now,
a...
But now, here's the thing. I'm looking forward to the next 14 seeds.
Okay.
So our number 8 seed, that is the absent-minded professor. But he comes in 3 different forms.
Oh.
So the absent-minded professor, yes. You had Professor Ned Brainerd, who is played, of course, by Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray, yeah.
You had Professor Philip Brainerd, played by Robin Williams,
yep.
But then there was also a TV movie version.
Oh, wasn't aware.
That aired on The Wonderful World of Disney, I believe, starring as Henry Crawford, Harry Anderson.
Oh, R.I.P. Harry
yeah,
Anderson.
I know. Oh, well,
I didn't
now
know.
I know. So who is he playing
we're
against?
We're going to see who he's up
so
against.
So the absent-minded professor well, is up
I'm
against
thinking...
the nutty professor.
Oh, then which version?
So you have Sherman Klump and Julius Kelp.
Yes, so we have the Eddie Murphy version
and
or
the
Jerry Lewis version.
So we have absent-minded, 2 nutties.
I don't know. I feel like I want Harry Anderson to win just because he passed away.
Well, I'm kind of torn because I did enjoy... I had seen some of the scenes of the original Nutty Professor. Didn't really get into it. I absolutely love the Eddie Murphy version, but upon repeat viewings, gets a bit more annoying.
Yeah.
The Eddie Murphy one?
The Eddie Murphy one, yeah.
So,
I mean, it is kind of amazing how he plays all the different characters. I do like that, but even going back to the Fred McMurray absent-minded professor, I was like in awe of Flubber. Just
yes.
like the product of Flubber, when they used it on the basketball team and the guys were bouncing. I don't think I saw all the Robin Williams one. I saw most of it.
Yeah.
And I never obviously saw the
I
Harry
don't
Anderson
remember,
one. But...
I don't remember the Robin Williams one. I do remember the Nutty Professor,
right?
Yeah. I do remember the
I love the Absent Minded Professor,
but I never liked the Eddie Murphy one.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna go with the Absent Minded Professor.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
There we go.
Bit of an upset, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was the 8 seed versus the 9 seed, so.
Oh, close.
Our next one is Professor Farnsworth.
Oh, Hubert J. Farnsworth.
Oh, indeed. From Futurama, your favorite show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know my win. It doesn't matter who he's playing.
He's our 4 seed, and he's up against our number 13 seed, Richard Data Wang. From
Goonies?
The Goonies.
Wait, Data's considered a scientist?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Farnsworth.
He has his inventions and such.
Okay.
I'm going with Farnsworth.
Rick, I'll go with you.
All right, that brings us next to our number 5 seed.
I'm looking forward to this.
This is very, very closely...
Toit!
Well, closely adapted from Doc Brown. Okay. We have Rick Sanchez from
Rick
and Morty.
That's his last name?
Rick and Morty.
I never even knew that. Rick Sanchez, okay.
And he's up against our 12 seed, the Professor from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, my God. That's a tough one. The Professor, I would always think as
he was so brilliant.
He made a radio out of a coconut.
Yeah, I don't even know how he did that.
How did he do that?
I don't even know.
I do like Rick, but...
I feel like the Professor's got this one. I mean,
One of the things I want to say, though, and I hear you, I have to admit, I'm not fully through Rick and Morty. I just got into it recently. I do like it a lot, but I heard this goes away at some point, but one of the things that turns me off a little bit about Rick is how he The burping drives me crazy, and also, I mean, this isn't something I don't think goes away, but just how he's got, like, the slobber on his lip all the time. Yeah. You know, it just, like, visually turns me off a little bit.
Is it because, like, when they're voicing it, they're drinking and he just has to burp a lot?
No, he made it as, like, a character tick or something. It's weird. But I hear
there's a lot of improv in their dialogue,
and
too.
I heard it goes away in, like, later seasons, maybe.
To some degree.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Professor.
I'm already on that.
Alrighty.
Coconuts.
That's the name of this game.
Coconuts. All right, that means our next one is our number 2 seed, of course, Wayne Szalinski versus.
Oh, he's the number 2.
He's the 2 because Doc Brown. You can't. You can't put Doc Brown anywhere but number 1.
Is just too big.
Yeah, that's true. I see what you did.
And then our number 15 seed is from DuckTales, Gyro Gearloose.
He did invent Gizmo Duck. That's true.
What is it? Blabbering Blather.
Blathering Blather Skates.
I was a big Gizmo Duck fan.
I like Gizmo Duck.
Not big enough because you didn't know what he said.
And I like when there was crossovers and Gizmo Duck would show up on Darkwing Duck.
Yes.
And Gizmo Duck is coming back to the new one, too.
Oh.
He's going to be voiced by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't caught the new one at all.
A-list celebrity.
Yeah.
Voicing Gyro.
I do like Gyro, but I feel like he was a bit of a more...
Or maybe Gyro.
Or Gyro.
Or Sandwich.
Gyro
Sandwich.
One thing I did always like about Gyro was his little sidekick, the anthropomorphic light bulb.
Oh, yeah.
That had arms and legs.
I like Gyro, but I feel like he was a little more ancillary to the other characters in DuckTales.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Wayne Szalinski.
I feel like Wayne's got this.
Yeah, I'm going with Wayne. We're sticking with Rick Moranis. He's our guy.
Yeah.
Does Baby Prov.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. If he goes down against Doc Brown,
It's going to be tough. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. That means our next one is our 7 seed.
Yep.
Mr. Steve Urkel.
Oh, OG?
Not Stefan Urkel.
No. So he's our 7 seed.
Yes.
And he's up against our 10 seed, who does machines, Donatello.
He does machines? I don't like the way you said that.
That's from the theme song.
Donatello versus...
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
Yeah, that's true. Raphael's rude. Michelangelo's a party dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's... I'm growing up, I was a huge Donatello fan. But let me ask you this, Rick. What was one thing that Donatello invented? Can you name it off the top of your head?
Didn't he invent the... didn't he do the car? Didn't he do the van?
I mean, he souped it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a mechanic. So he's a mechanic versus a scientist.
He does machines.
Yeah.
Steve Urkel made himself into a cool guy, and he also, in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids fashion, shrunk him and Carl. He's more of a scientist in my book.
He also made an Urkel bot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
I mean, besides the van, I can't think of what Donatello actually invented. I'm going with Steve Urkel. That's what I'm going with.
But I love Donatello.
I love Donatello, too. I was a huge Ninja Turtle fan, but I can't think of what specific thing that Donatello invented to classify him as a scientist instead of just a badass ninja who is smart.
All right. Yep. Steve Urkel.
I turned you. Steve Urkel.
All right.
Steve Sorry,
Urkel
Corey Feldman.
That brings us to our number three seed, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant, Beaker.
Yes.
Oh, both of them. All right, cool.
And our 14 seed, Wallace and Gromit.
Beaker and Honeydew.
Oh,
you're not turning me on this one.
I'm not going to turn to you. I'm just going to argue. I'm going to go with Wallace and Gromit because, again, my same argument. I remember, obviously, Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker were great characters, but they just caused accidents in the lab. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what exactly
that's all that matters.
They did. Like,
well, if you're going by the Donatello theorem of what is one invention.
Yeah.
So you might not recall this as clearly. If we go back to we had Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, another 4D experience at Disney World is Muppet Vision.
Okay. Yep.
Muppet Vision 3D. In that, Muppet Vision is a property of Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant Beaker, and they invent the first CG Muppet, Waldo, the Spirit of 3D.
Okay.
And they have the Vacuum Muppet and the Inflato Muppet. So they have all of these variety of inventions that they showcase just in that one 20-minute movie.
Well, but Wallace has invented mechanical pants, and he has a Wayne Zielinski-type contraption where he doesn't get up in the morning, the bed lifts him at a 90-degree angle and drops him into his trousers and butters his toast for him. And it's very Rube Goldberg-esque. And I'm going to go with Wallace. I love those Nick Park claymation thing, so.
I never really watched it, so it still sticks with Beaker.
Okay. Brian, you're deciding.
I stick with Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant Beaker.
All right.
All right, and next we have.
One point for Rick.
Such a celebration.
Next we have our sixth seed, Q.
Oh, from
Q
Star Trek.
Q from Star Trek.
The next generation.
Q from James Bond.
Oh.
That makes more sense.
I was like, Q from Star Trek.
More sense.
I was like, Q from Star Trek
Couldn't
does
he just
everything.
Make things appear.
Yeah. I was like, okay, he wins. Go on.
Q from James Bond.
Okay. Tinkerer.
Who's the man now?
Versus Egon Spengler.
Oh.
He made proton packs.
Jeez. But Q made everything.
I know.
He's made everything. You see, 007. If you press on this,
even though I do like the new Q, I think the new Q is pretty good.
Ben Whishaw.
I don't know who that is, but yeah.
He's the new Q.
I'll let you go this one first, and then I'll argue the opposite point.
They're both great. I love Egon. Obviously, Ghostbusters. I gotta go with Q. I mean, Q is basically the template for scientist, inventor. How many James Bond movies? How many gadgets has he created?
He's
Egon is great, but we only got to see his work in two movies.
And the TV show.
That's true. You're
animated.
Talking about the real Ghostbusters. I'm going with Q. I gotta go with Q.
I am also going to Q, only because at the same point that it was the James Bond Q, we both thought of the next generation.
We did.
And so that trumps all.
I was very close to including Shuri from Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome female Q, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Newer character.
Yes.
I hope to see. I think she's really good.
All right. Moving into round two. King of the Thing.
King of the
Thing. We have number one versus number eight, Doc Brown.
Yep.
Versus the man with the flubber. The absent-minded professor.
Doc Brown. It's going to be Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
That's an easy one.
Harry Anderson.
Sorry,
to the next.
And Robin Williams and Fred McMurray.
Oh, God.
Is he alive?
All people. No.
No, none of them are.
None of them are. Sorry. But Christopher Lloyd is.
Sorry.
Next we have Professor Farnsworth versus the Professor.
Oh.
I'm going with Farnsworth.
I'm going with the Professor from Gilligan.
Nah, I got to go with Farnsworth on this one.
I'm going to go Farnsworth just because I think we'll have more of a debate of Doc Brown versus Professor Farnsworth.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
You've totally ruined me.
That's not
going to
be as much as a debate for me, but that's okay.
Mainly for Rick.
For Rick.
I'm going to be so lost.
Break his brain.
Wayne Zielinski versus Steve Urkel.
Wayne.
Wayne Zielinski all day.
Urkel learned from him.
That's
Dr.
true.
Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant Beaker versus Q.
Oh, Q. 100%
Gotta go
Q.
Q.
All right. Doc Brown versus Professor Farnsworth. Oh,
Doc Brown. Gosh. Come on. Come on, Doc Brown.
No, but so here's the issue I have.
You're not going to sway me. It doesn't matter. Standing.
But here's the thing. Every episode, for the most part, Farnsworth creates something.
Yeah.
And his greatest creation was the Fing Longer, where he actually never created it. It was he created a device that it was like the what if machine.
Yep.
And he asked it, like, what if I created the Fing Longer? Oh, man, this is tough for me.
Now, Doc Brown also was a cartoon character.
That's true.
Back to the future animated series.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Was that the one where he went around with his sons, Jules and Vern?
I think so,
yes. You've hit, like, my two
dads,
basically.
Oh, Fred McMurray. Oh, no, that was...
that was Paul Reiser and Craig Evigan. You're thinking My Three Sons.
Yeah, My Three Sons. My two dads should meet My Three Sons.
Oh,
my.
Mark's good at math. We're at that point where we're just...
Science.
I am going to go with...
You're going to have to concede, buddy.
No, I am going to go with Dr. Brown.
You're going to go with Dr.
Brown.
Give him his respect. Give it the full name. Dr.
Emmett. Emmett L.
Emmett.
Rick, if I'm following your reasoning,
what?
If we were looking at a paper from the future, it previously said Doc Brown condemned, and now it says... Doc Brown commended.
Oh. I am going to go with Doc Brown.
Yay.
Even though I do enjoy Futurama.
Hey, there's tough upsets here.
I think the whole Back to the Future series, I think that, that wins.
Yes.
And then we have Wayne Szalinski versus Q.
I'm actually leaning towards Q.
I'm leaning towards Q too because his inventions actually work as intended.
For the most part.
I mean, Wayne's do too. It just needs like a piece of glass to make
it
work.
He needs a freak accident or pure luck to happen.
I'm going to go with Q.
I'm going to go with Q as well because, I mean, again, you only get to see... I didn't see the third one. But you only get a limited view of Wayne where you had, like, what, 32 movies to see Q? So,
Wayne did have all those helmets, though.
That's true.
Wayne was the leader in helmet technology.
True. I got to go with Q.
Then our final is Doc Brown versus Q.
Oh, I'm going to go with Doc Brown. I feel like creating a time machine puts you at another level.
That's true. I mean, Q has created a lot of awesome things, but nothing that put James Bond through time.
He's timeless.
Now, well, how do you know Wayne Szalinski didn't make a time machine in the TV show?
Well, he's out of the running already. We're not talking about him.
I mean, just we're applying the same Brown. Same.
I'm going to say Doc Brown.
I go with Doc Brown as well. No.
When you can create a time machine, a floating train.
1.21 gigawatts.
The only upset we had was Q going over Wayne Szalinski.
Okay. No, I agree. All right.
I think it was pretty good.
King of the Thing. Doc
the
Brown.
End.
King of the Thing.
Science edition.
Science. It's science.
Are you okay, Mark?
I think I'm okay, yeah.
I think he is.
I've had too many jelly beans.
There's draft beer jelly beans.
I'm drunk on jelly beans. Now it's the time where we rank the movie we just
did.
What
did I say?
Honey, I blew up the kid.
I think I said
29. You said 29.
Yeah.
But we were going to start from Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
Yes.
Which is, in fact, at...
8.
It is at number 8.
Yeah. It's top 10.
What's at 29?
So you want? Yeah, I was going to say, let's look at number 29.
Yeah.
Number 29 is Face Off.
Oh, that's
a tough one to compare it to because it's a very different genre.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a good spot to start from.
I would say this is under Face Off.
What's below it? Yeah.
Batteries Not Included.
I would watch this before Batteries Not Included.
I would watch this before Batteries Not Included. What's next?
Heavyweights.
Oh, I like Heavyweights better than this.
I'm very on the fence between
what's
the two.
What's the next one?
Masters of the Universe.
Ooh, I do like Gwildor.
What's the next one?
Kingpin.
I like this more.
I like this more.
The Crow.
I like The Crow, but I like this too. Go next.
Twister.
Oh, I like this better than Twister.
Yeah.
All right, so keep... go down. Go back up.
So we go back up. So where do you want to go? So back to Heavyweights range?
I'm not going to lie. I'd probably watch it more than Face Off.
Really?
Yeah. Me too.
You want to put this above Face Off?
I'm not saying it's a better movie. I'm saying I would watch it. More likely, I would watch this versus watching Face Off.
Okay, interesting.
What's above Face Off?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
I won't touch that because Mortal Kombat.
I would watch. I can't put this movie above Face Off. I just can't.
So then we're right between 29 and 30.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it's tough. I mean, we're dancing around heavyweights at batteries.
So who said 29 in the full episode? Go ahead. You can say it.
I think it was Mark. Was it Mark that said that? Shut up, Brian.
I don't know, guys.
Where would you put it? I think we're right in that range.
There's a lot of these movies I would watch before watching this movie. I would probably watch Masters of the Universe before watching this movie.
Oh, I think, honest to God, it could be way down the list.
Kingpin? I'd watch Kingpin a million times before this movie.
I don't know. I'd probably watch this one.
This one over Kingpin?
Yeah. I would.
Okay.
I would be close. I thing is, like, I've seen
Kingpin.
Think of
the Baby Prov.
That's good Baby Prov.
Yeah.
That's true.
It teaches you things.
I would be okay putting it under Better Is Not Included.
So like above.
Better or worse?
Better than.
Worse.
Better than Heavyweights.
Better than.
Better.
I would put it better. I'd put it at 29 and a half. I would put it right there. It's right at that range. It's a 30.
Okay.
I think I swayed
so
everyone
putting
with
it
my
above,
29.
We're putting it above Batters Not Included. Is that the vote?
I would put it above. I would put it above 30.
All right. At 30, number 30.
I would actually put it at 29, but.
Same here, but.
We'll let Mark in
we're
his
not
face
getting,
off.
We're not getting our majority vote on this one, I think.
Yeah. I think 30 it is.
So at 30, honey, I blew up the kid.
Considering he was trying to get us down to like 40.
I knew what he was trying to do.
Gentlemen, do you think we have enough time for a little, where have these actors gone? Where could they be?
Probably not famous anymore.
Sure.
So there were a few people that we had brought up during the full reviews that I was interested in. But starting off with the guy that was kind of the main antagonist, Dr. Hendrickson, the guy from Lois and Clark.
John Shay. I just want to point out that his IMDb profile starts, handsome, slim-faced, curly-haired actor John Shay.
Is this another one like he wrote his own thing?
Probably. He has 4 upcoming projects.
Does he really?
Yeah. He was on an episode of Bones.
That's pretty recent.
An episode of Elementary.
My Dear Watson.
Okay, yeah.
Madam Secretary. 2 episodes of The Good Wife.
Oh, these are all current shows, yeah.
6 episodes of Gossip Girl.
So he's just a TV actor?
Yeah,
he's kind of become one of those.
He's always been kind of, except for this movie, he's pretty much always been a TV actor.
2 Criminal Intents, 2 Law and Orders.
Oh, you gotta do the Law and Order circuit.
Gotta do it. He is on 50 episodes of Mutant X.
Oh, 50, that's a lot.
The Adventures of Sebastian Cole.
That's a movie.
Yes, he was Hartley Cole.
With Adrian Grenet?
Very good.
From Entourage?
Yes. Lois and Clark is probably the thing most people know him from.
I thought his name was like Grenier.
It could be. Grenadine.
Lois and Clark is what most people know him from.
That's his most famous one, yeah. All right, John Shay.
Yeah.
So there we go. Next was the guy who kind of looked very familiar to me. He was the guy that was either the representative for the board at Sterling Labs or the lawyer, the guy that kept telling Hendrickson that Sterling was going to be out soon, that they should get rid of Zelinsky, and he should be the main guy. He looked very familiar.
Evil.
I think that was the character Terrence Wheeler.
Okay.
Played by Gregory Sierra.
Okay. Sierra missed.
He was in Mafia.
Ah, that's where I remember him from. Right.
Okay.
I think he was the say hello to my little friend guy.
He's Lloyd Bridges' friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right, because Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, mama. Excuse me.
He was also in A Low Down Dirty Shame.
Oh. With Keegan Ivory Wayans.
Not.
Hot Shots Part Deux.
Oh, with Deux. Lloyd Bridges.
He was in Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, did he play an ape?
He was Verger.
Burger?
Verger.
Oh, Verger. Oh,
and
Verger
The Towering
Burger.
Inferno.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty famous disaster movie.
But that was before.
All right. So Gregory Sierra. The other guy, Brian, I'd be very interested if you could pinpoint this guy. The guy who was the old security guard at the labs that I was like, this guy looks very familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
That's like the Stan Lee character.
Yeah, he could have been, yeah.
Kenneth Toby.
And he created Honey, I Shrunk the
as
Kids.
Smitty.
No, I don't know what
Smitty.
He did.
He passed away in 2002 at the age of 85.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
His final credit was from 2005 in The Naked Monster, so that
Hold
was
on.
a...
Hold on, he sounds passed like a away porn. In 2002, and then it was his last credit was in 2005.
A very posthumous release.
Got released after he died. That happened.
He was a voice on one episode of The Angry Beavers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's...
I remember that show.
I don't.
He's on one episode of Star Trek, Deep Space Nine.
No, oh, that wasn't
I wonder
good
if
one.
Q
he played. He played Gus the security guard on Bob with Bob Newhart in one episode.
Oh, one episode. Cool. Maybe I recognize him.
He played a desk clerk.
I do like
in
plays,
single white female.
He plays a guy at a desk.
He's just the guy at the desk.
Desk clerk or a security guard.
He was the projectionist in Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
That's it. That's why I recognized him. Cause he comes down and goes, I'm not working with those gremlins anymore.
There you go.
That's where
my God, your was, brain is. It works so well for this stuff.
And then they get Hulk Hogan.
He was the sheriff in Big Top Pee Wee.
Wow.
He was the man in restroom in Innerspace.
Well, didn't we talk about how there was like a Pee Wee connection to this movie? Because the director had directed Big Top Pee Wee. And he...
And the lab technician is John Paragon,
who was
Jambi the Genie.
And he also directed Flay the Navigator, who had Pee-wee as the voice of the robot. There you go.
So Kenneth Toby, he was also in Airplane.
At a desk.
And he was on Night Court.
Oh!
Harry
Anderson, full circle. Well, I think that's the best time to kind of wrap up this edition.
I'm going
to
go with yes.
Of where have these actors gone. Gentlemen, do you have any kind of... final thoughts about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Honey, I Blew Up the Kids, scientists, TV episodes, life in general.
I think there's dried up cat vomit on this chair I'm sitting on.
Welcome to the Satellite Movie Cave.
It's science.
And on that note, thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night. Goodbye. Adios.
All right, gentlemen, which of these was an episode of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show? Was it Dr. Honey from Honey with Love, Honeyfinger, Honeyball, You Only Honey Twice, On Her Honey's Secret Service?
I feel like these are all fake.
Honeys Are Forever.
Ooh. Oh.
Live and Let Honey, The Man with the Golden Honey.
That one actually.
That's about Winnie the Pooh.
No.
The Honey Who Loved Me. Honey Raker.
Oh, I don't like that one.
For Your Honeys Only.
Ooh. Ooh.
Honey Pussy. Honey Say Never Again. A View to a Honey. The Living Day Honeys.
What are you reading?
License to Honey.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. Honey Eye.
Are these actual episodes?
Honey Never Dies.
That's true.
The Honey Is Not Enough.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go for it.
Honey Another Day.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Not today, honey. Another day.
Honey Royale.
Maybe. It's very sticky.
Oh. Honey of Solace.
Oh.
So when you just hide in a corner with a pot of honey.
Yeah.
Honeyfall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Spectrony.
Q. I need you to make me a pen that, when I get caught by Dr. No, shoots some honey.
Conveniently, I am making tea with honey right now.
Excellent.
Put it in the pen.
Mr. Bond, look, here comes Doc Brown.
Whoa, Marty.
Did I say Doc Brown or Mr. Ed?
good night,
Marty.
Mr. Ed. It's science.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And join us next time for our next full movie reviews it. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin POD.
like us on Facebook, or email us at thefivedollarbin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not leave a nice rating and review? It helps others to find the podcast as well. Why? Thank you. For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimble for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, baby scientists!